Time now for business news. On Mondays, we focus on technology. Today, Moore's Law. But first, finance ministers from around the world met at the World Bank in Washington this weekend. They discussed debt relief for the poorest countries and the hope of providing primary education for every child in the world. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
The ministers met behind closed doors in the World Bank and International Monetary Fund headquarters, emerging only to issue statements. Outgoing World Bank President Jim Wolfensohn announced that attendees had failed to reach agreement on debt relief for the world's poorest countries.
I never expected everything would be sorted out at this meeting. I regard this meeting as a sort of overture to an opera. You have a lot of the themes coming out, but the arias are going to be sung by the stars, who are the leaders of the countries.
Wolfensohn explained that those solo arias will come when heads of state meet at a major UN anti-poverty conference this September and announce new debt relief programs. But he cautioned not to write off this weekend's meeting. The ministers in Washington laid the groundwork for new poverty-fighting measures, he said. Others are afraid that there's been too little movement on debt relief.
This is the year where there's a big window of opportunity. This is the moment.
Nancy Birdsall is the president of the Center for Global Development. She says this year there's a sort of perfect storm pushing for debt relief. Great Britain, which holds the presidency of the G7 in 2005, has identified debt relief, particularly for poor African countries, as its primary goal.
And then we have the review in New York at the United Nations of progress toward reducing poverty around the world by half by the year 2015.
Birdsall says that many of the world's poorest countries are so burdened by debt that they cannot make any other moves to fight poverty. Another key issue this year was education. Wolfensohn argued that getting poor children into school can be a major step towards reducing poverty. But, he says, too many past efforts were so poorly funded that they did not succeed.
Just letting the kids into school is a fantastic image. But if you want to have quality and if you want to have continuity, it has to be more than just for 5 minutes.
He asked the world's richest countries to fund primary education for all of the world's poorest children. Rashida Chowdhury of Bangladesh's Campaign for Popular Education says she is tired of hearing promises for future action at meetings like these.
In 1990, we promised to all the children that we will be achieving universal primary education in the year 2000. In the year 2000, we said, fine, thank you, we have not done our job. We are shifting the goalpost to 2015. Goodness, we don't want to shift the goalpost again to something like 2050.
At his last World Bank ministers meeting as president, Wolfensohn said that many of the wealthiest countries are too stingy. True poverty reduction requires $50 billion more than what the G7 countries are offering. Adam Davidson, NPR News, Washington.